We're about a month into the minor league schedule, so it's a good time to take a look down on the farm and see who's off to a hot start and who's not. And Jonathan Mayo of MLBPipeline.com is here to talk about it. And Jonathan, you've picked five players on either side of this, and we'll start with the guys that are off to those red hot starts. You have Carlos Correa, Kyle Schwarber, Corey Seager, Josh Bell, and Orlando Arcia. Let's talk about two of those guys. Carlos Correa, he's making it tough on the Houston Astros to keep him in the minors, isn't he?
Certainly, especially with that Jed Lowry injury, and he has just been tearing up Double-A. Still so incredibly young, you forget, given the fact that he's pretty much produced everywhere he's been. You know, just injury last year, that freak injury to his leg shortened up his season, but hitting close to 400 in Double-A, hitting for power, driving in runs. He's even 13 for 13 in stolen base attempts. Heard recently General Manager Jeff Luhnow say that he's going to get bumped up to AAA very soon, and I just expect him to keep on hitting and force the Astros' hand at some point to call him up to the big leagues.
Another shortstop is Corey Seager, and he's a guy where there's no rush. Obviously, the Dodgers brought in Jimmy Rollins to keep shortstop covered for this season, but Seager looks like he'll be ready to go next year, huh?
Yeah, if not sooner, obviously, if the need arrives. He already has been called up to AAA. He was tearing up AA as well. And this is a guy who led all the minor leagues in batting average a year ago and was hitting for a really high average, hit 375 in AA. Has been up in AAA for just a short period of time. So he's that proverbial phone call away, Tim. If there's an injury at short, maybe even at third. He did play four games at third base in Double-A. He could slide over if there's a need there. Right now, though, there is no pressing need in Los Angeles.
Probably too soon to panic on these guys who have got off to slow starts, but let's take a look. You have Alex Jackson with the Mariners, Hunter Renfroe, David Dahl of the Rockies, then DJ Peterson with the Mariners, and finally Miguel Sano with the Twins. Let's talk about Alex Jackson, sixth overall pick back in 2014, and he's really struggling early on in his first full season.
Yeah, he really is. Was at about $1.35 as of Wednesday. A lot of swing and miss, really racking up the strikeouts. And this is a guy, he was drafted for his bat, was a catcher in high school, and now is an outfielder. So it's going to come. My expectation is that he's going to start turning it around once he just lets the game come to him. High pick, wants to prove that he can hit. He's in full season ball as a teenager, probably just trying to do a little bit too much too soon, and once he slows things down, I think he'll start to hit the way everyone knows he can.
It's a bit of a different situation with Sano and the Twins because he's coming off that Tommy John surgery. The Twins had to expect that maybe he'd get off to a slow start, didn't they?
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of rust, and that's really all it comes down to for Miguel Sano. It's interesting note, he's striking out a lot, but he always has. He's drawing walks, so even though he's not hitting for average, his on-base percentage isn't terrible, and he's hitting for some power. He had five homers as of Wednesday. Not a huge total for a guy who's capable of leading the minor leagues in home runs when he puts it all together, but I think as he gets more repetitions and gets more at-bats, this is a guy who's going to start to look like the guy who was really mashing the ball pre-Tommy John surgery.